Chapter 8. Back to Applied Sciences. As announced in Chapter 1, we are now coming back to Applied Sciences, but with the capacity to treat them mathematically, especially in exercises, as opposed to the purely descriptive approach of that first chapter. This treatment applies to mechanics, especially kinematics and dynamics, and physics, especially electricity and wave propagation.
54th lesson. Bases of kinematics.
A body in free fall follows a rectilinear downward trajectory.
Or trajectory.
Artillery shells describe curvilinear trajectories. As a point M moves from A to B along a path C, it makes a movement. As it moves with the velocity V, it is in motion. When it is at rest, it is motionless. The scalar value of the velocity V is the speed V. V equals ds dt, or ds respect t, with t the time, s the curvilinear abscissa along the path C. The wheels of a car have both a translational and a rotational motion. Omega is the angular speed, or angular rate.
Exercises.
In this pendulum, the mass m was initially maintained at A with zero velocity. Was it in motion there? If not, what was it?
No, it was at rest or motionless.
Then the mass m was released, and it moved from A to B. Define its trajectory in relation to O and R.
It was an arc of a circle of center O and radius R.
Define this trajectory differently in relation to the points A, B, and I.
It is an arc of a circle from A to B through I.
What is the name of the vector V?
The vector V is the velocity of M.
Is this vector parallel to OM? If not, what is it?
No, it is perpendicular or normal to OM.
What is the name of the scalar V?
The scalar V is the speed of M.
Read the expression of V.
V equals R d theta dt, or d theta respect t.